But yesterday when we were talking about Glen Ellyn, Karen started texting me. That was you texting me, right, Karen?
Yes, it was.
She's like, wait a second. I have a business in Glen Ellyn. I want to be featured on your hometown series. Tell everybody the name of your business.
It's Olive and Vinny's, V-I-N-N-I-E-S Market in Glen Ellyn, Olive and Vinny's.
And when I talked to you yesterday, people started texting in. You're very well known there. In fact, you've won a few awards, right?
We have. We've been extremely fortunate. We have been nominated 7 years in a row for Best Retail, and we've actually won three of the seven. So we are extremely honored. It's a big thing here in this lovely community, and there's a lot of big guns up against us, so we were very proud of that.
I bet. And what do you sell at Olive and Vinny's?
Well, we have olive oils and balsamics. Our olive oils are from imported from 17 countries. Our balsamics are aged at least 12 years, and they're all from Modena, Italy. But we have evolved tremendously. We have tons of gifts. We have beautiful olives. We have spices, barbecues, you name it, we have it. We have a cute little plate room with cute little gifts and plates from Tunisia. We do tons and tons of gift baskets for corporate and personal. So, I mean, I'll tell you what, this store pulled out a punch.
And Karen, what is the best thing about Glen Ellyn and the people who live there and who frequent your shop?
They are, you know, they're supportive. I'll tell you what. During COVID, it was probably our best year that we've ever had. Go figure that one.
Wow.
But people, yeah, I know. It's kind of embarrassing. I feel bad to say it, but people were like, you cannot go out of business. We love you. You need to stay. We will do anything to keep you in business. And I did whatever I could as well. We were allowed to stay open because of the olive oil is considered, you know, an essential in your diet, which it is. I even got a magnetic sign for the side of my car, and I was driving around and delivering, and it said the Olive Mobile. So, you know, people are just really good. I did a lot of Zoom. Like, a lot of these companies that couldn't get together anymore, they would call me, and they would have me ship them little gift baskets or little you know, boxes of goodies, and then they would open up because they were still conducting some kind of business. So it was great.
Karen Evanson is with us, the owner of Olive and Vinny's. Who's Vinny?
Vinegar.
Oh, I get it. I didn't even put it together. How embarrassing. So yeah, olive oil and balsamics and vinegar. Got it. That's awesome.
Right.
And I just appreciate the fact that you listened to the show and that yesterday you heard us talking about Glen Ellyn and you're like, that's it. I want to be on.
Well, yeah. And it's just, we are a family-owned business. My husband, Gary, you know, and I work together every single day, and we have some lovely ladies that help us out. And it's a nice community. I've been here since I was 6 years old. I used to, I lived at 1016 Shady Lane in Glen Ellyn when I was six, and I used to sell Coca-Colas over the fence to the golfers at the Glen Ellyn Country Club. So, and it's just a good community. It's got, the thing that's very interesting about Glen Ellyn as well, there's a lot of towns that have a lot of restaurants, a lot of retail. We have both. So you can literally make a full, you know, weekend or day or, you know, a good full day out of this town. And you have a lot of fun things to do in the meantime. We have a beautiful lake. And so it's a great community. I can't complain. And I've been listening to everybody all morning throughout the day talking about it. And we're just very, very fortunate. We just have a lot of good support. I did want to mention we are going to start an Olive Oil of the Month Club. So if anybody wants to go on our website, oliveandvinnies.com, one of the big things that we're known for, I have to say this, is we have a butter-flavored olive oil that is non-dairy, and we serve it. We sell it with black truffle sea salt from Italy that we call Glen Ellyn Crack.
Oh, I love that. It's Olive and Vinny's. Check it out. Karen, thank you so much for being a part of the show. It's our tribute to Glen Ellyn today.